Okay, welcome to the rest of the news. I'm Frank Simon, and our special guest is Ed Holloway. How you doing, Ed?
That's fine, Dr. Simon. You're doing well compared to everything else. I think we're doing pretty good.
Good, good. Now, you know, there's a lot of controversy about the Stephen Paddock, the shooter in Los Angeles. Right. And we have a video here of a gentleman from the FBI who is retired from the FBI, but he has a lot of information about that, and he thinks that Paddock was a Muslim terrorist.
Right. Well, he thought he was influenced by it because if he did a study.
Yeah.
And he's looked at it from an investigative standpoint, and he found 13 different areas where there are questions that are unanswered by anybody right now that lead him to believe that this man, for example, had never had any military training or anything else.
Yeah.
He had nothing to bring to the table with the knowledge of firearms.
Yeah.
And all of the things he has done, he's had to have influence from somewhere, somehow, and this is some of the points that he was making.
And, right, right.
And John is his credentials are unbelievable. He was a graduate of the Naval Academy. He became a Marine officer. He was a combat leader in Iran, well, in the Desert Shield, Desert Storm,
yeah.
And
all yeah.
that. Then became an FBI agent, and he was in counterterrorism. He studied, and he has been an expert on the thing. He ran a course about Muslims.
Yeah.
And about what they're doing and everything else. And in 2004, the FBI had uncovered all of the documents in a house in Virginia that explained in detail how the Muslim Brotherhood attempted to or planned to conquer America through what they called civilized jihad and all that. And then all that's been exposed. But during the Obama administration.
Yeah.
There were a lot. The one organization, I may point out, that made more visitations to the White House than any other group was the Muslim Brotherhood.
And that tells you something right there.
And all of those things are things that have been neglected by the media and by the academic community and all of that. And it's guys like this that are exposing that.
Well, let's listen and see what he has to say.
Welcome back. We are still a nation in mourning as to what happened in Las Vegas, and there's still
a lot to
find out the motive behind the shooter, Mr. Paddock. I'm delighted to have back with us today John Quandolo. He's the counter-terrorist expert, former FBI agent, founder of UnderstandingTheThreat.com, which is a website, UnderstandingTheThreat.com, and he's a co-author of a book of Sharia, The Threat to America. John, thanks for coming back. How are you, bud?
I'm well. Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. All right, you put out a list. I was reading this list that suggests very clearly that the shooter, Mr. Paddock, may have been involved with radical terrorism. You got 13 points here. They're stunning. How'd you come up with this?
Well, I'm just, as an investigator, I think you learn, and I certainly learned, you weed out all the noise, you get to what you can put your hands on, the concrete, and then you look at that, and what does it tell you? And I was stunned today to see that the FBI is now going to put up billboards to encourage citizens to call in and help them when the answer is laying right in front of them. And as all the evidence comes in, it simply supports the assessment of that Understanding the Threat did hours after the attack.
We know that the Islamic terrorists took credit for this twice. I think they made it very public that Mr. Paddock was had been radicalized by them. In addition, to your 13 points here that suggest that this could be the case. Wasn't there recently brought out that he did travel to the Middle East?
Right. The evidence that we have certainly supports that this was a jihadi operation. But let me let me hit the point that you just made very clearly for your audience. The Islamic State has never claimed responsibility for an attack of this nature when they were not involved. So this would be if our government officials, our FBI, and our law enforcement, if they're correct, then this is the first time ever that the Islamic State has claimed an attack and it wasn't theirs. Now, there are one or two instances out there that some in the media are saying, but even Fox News and CNN have been putting out this narrative, a false narrative, that the Islamic State often claims things that don't belong to them. That's a lie. That's not true. That's simply false. So the fact that the Islamic State claimed this attack is not just some peripheral...
Well, Ed, he's got a lot of good points there, don't
well,
you think?
Well, he really, really has. And he has written a book called Raising a Jihad Generation, Understanding the Muslim Brotherhood Movement in America. I have ordered a copy. I did a lot of background research on John after I saw that video. And in the process, I found that he's got unbelievable credentials, both as an individual from a military standpoint, having been a graduate. I think I mentioned that he graduated from the Naval Academy. He took he became an officer in the Marine Corps, was involved in a number of things, and got into counterintelligence. And went from there on and on. He saw Muslims firsthand, experienced that. He was part of interrogation of some of the Muslim leaders when they were in the Middle East. And all of those things have led him to following this. And he was the one that developed a training program for the FBI. They conducted the last one in 2006. It was stopped. One of the things that happened, the Mother Brotherhood, as I mentioned earlier, had been in the White House more than any other organization.
Wow.
And they were concerned about the care that was in the fear of a Muslim. And they even encouraged the president and others, and they went to the FBI and had the FBI remove all of the information about Muslims from their training programs and from their investigations. They can't go near a mosque. They can't do this. They can't do that. And this is what is hamstringing the current investigation in Las Vegas and others, because they're not allowed to think in terms of Muslim being involved in anything.
Right, because Obama administration didn't want them to think that way, even though it was obvious that that's what was happening. So it's now you can get this. Let's see if I've. Oh yeah, here it is. You can get the full video by going to YouTube. It's all on YouTube, and just type in "viable assessment." ASSESSMENT of Vegas attack. And it's all in there, the full, I think it's 11 minutes of his. And you know, the thing, as I look back on it, that seems to make the most sense, he said, well, the FBI is not trained in Muslim terrorism anymore, because Obama didn't want to admit there was such a thing as Muslim terrorism. So he, like you say, cut out all the Muslim terrorism teaching of the FBI. And well
John's book, The Raising of the Jihad Generation, the handbook makes clear that the Muslim Brotherhood has operated in our federal government enforcement and independent agencies, our military, but most importantly, advising our senior leadership in national security. The problem is much more than a counterintelligence and an espionage problem. It's a counterterrorism problem. And once the control of the Muslim Brotherhood has within the U.S. government decision-making process is understood, it becomes clear that America faces an insurgency that's inside our own homeland. But it's going to require a very different response, and especially its local law enforcement. In counterinsurgency, the focus of the main effort is at the local level. And we're working together with the local council and first in line of defense of the enemy. And it's their hope, when he wrote this book, that you will read and study what it contains herein. The information has been broken down in a usable form, and its real depth is through thought and effort by the adversary. This is an enemy that is cunning, patient, well-supported, well-organized, to understand the enemy, and they have to.
Wow. You know, that's really something, that they've infiltrated the FBI. And so they really don't see any problem with Muslim terrorism. Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Answer.
Men, are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $40 per dose? Westmoreland Pharmacy has the same active ingredient for less than $2 per pill with free shipping. Dial #250 from your phone and say keyword Westmoreland to get yours today. That's #250. Keyword is Westmoreland.
When you hear the phrase, the hardest working real estate agent you'll ever meet, you know it's the Elizabeth Monarch Group of Keller Williams Realty Louisville. But don't take our word for it. Listen to the words of her actual clients, like repeat customer Jean Ann of Louisville.
Elizabeth went above and beyond for us. She not only helped us buy our first house, but we also used her to help us sell that first house and buy our dream house. She really is the hardest worker I've ever met.
Elizabeth Monarch knows our neighborhoods. Just ask Allison of St. Matthews.
We were from out of state and clueless. She found us our perfect house, and 4 years later, when we wanted to sell it, Elizabeth sold it in less than a week.
And Elizabeth Monarch really cares.
My wife and I felt as if Elizabeth was family after just a few meetings.
Any time of year is a good time to buy or sell with Elizabeth Monarch Group of Keller Williams Louisville. Search for all homes online at elizabethmonarchgroup.com.
Hi folks, Richard Lumerson, owner of Gutter Helmet. We have been installing Gutter Helmet for over 30 years in Kentuckiana with thousands of satisfied customers. Gutter Helmet comes with a triple lifetime warranty for product, finish, and labor, and has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Gutter Helmet today, 502-671-6949, for a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. This is a limited-time offer.
Why consider anything else? There's only one Gutter Helmet. Ask for it by name.
Joe Walsh.
This is what's happening. A Republican Party that is completely afraid to fight for freedom and limited government. It is sickening.
Weekday evenings at 9 on 970 AM. The Answer.
Looking for a new doctor? Dr. Frank Simon is board certified in internal medicine, allergy, and immunology, and a doctor who took his Hippocratic Oath seriously. Dr. Simon is pro-life, pro-family, and believes it's time to return prayer to our schools. So if you're looking for a doctor who shares your values, Dr. Simon is the man you're looking for. He also understands the burdens of medical insurance, and that's why if you mention this ad, you'll pay just $30 for your office visit. Dr. Simon is taking new patients, so call him today at 502-895-5088 or visit him online at simonallergy.com.
The Joe Walsh Show.
Hey, Joe Walsh here. Every single day we fight for freedom. Every single day you should fight for freedom. I'm not a radio guy. I don't know how to do radio. I'm a former congressman committed to fighting for the principles this country was founded upon. Join me every night.
Joe Walsh. Weekday evenings at 9 on 970 AM. The Answer.
Okay, we're back. We're talking about the Las Vegas shooting, and there's a lot of evidence that it was it's Muslim terrorists. And because of Obama, the FBI cannot think in those terms. Right. Is that right?
Exactly. And then it's not only there; it's in several different areas. The State Department, for example.
Yeah. So he fired all of the. What you'd call open-minded people, and put in just the pro-Muslim people.
Exactly, because what they were trying to do and try to convince America that, well, Muslim is just another religion.
Yeah.
And to attack them is heretic.
Yeah.
And you look at the Clinton when she was Secretary of State, and her top aide was Huma Abedin, who was, her family, her father, her mother, her brother, are all members of the Muslim Brotherhood. And the Muslim Brotherhood goes back into the 1920s.
Yeah.
And Iran is a product of the Muslim Brotherhood. They're financing and supplying radical organizations. And you could name, there's about a dozen of it. We hear all these names, Boko and Humana,
all
over the period.
All over the world.
All the Arab names and all that. And people just, you know, hard to identify and all that. But this book that he's written is a very important thing. And a sheriff in California that read it said, it needs to be in the hand of every police officer in America. He's got it.
Yeah, yeah.
And our members of our national government, our security agents who have read the Jihad Generation and are wise enough to keep it hereby handy as a handy reference. They become far more better to protect the United States.
Well, it seems to me that Obama did a lot more damage than anyone realized at the time by getting rid of all the open-minded people in the FBI and the State Department and different places in government and put in pro-Arab,
exactly,
pro-Muslim, pro-terrorist, if you will, people in throughout the government.
And at the same time, they have built hundreds of mosques all over America. They are staffed by the Wahhabis, which is a radical group that runs Saudi Arabia, who have been blackmailing them for the money that's needed to buy and build these things. And four students at the University of Southern Illinois went up and bought several hundred acres of land in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of Indiana. And they have built this great mosque and all this training center and all that, and nobody knows what goes on there.
Yeah.
At the same time, you've got a city in Michigan who have elected the first Muslim city council that are imposing a Sharia law. All of these things are happening very quietly. And this is the thing about the Muslims and their patience, their ability to let this thing keep going and keep going and going.
It's amazing, yeah. Now, you know, last week we had a program in part, at least, on the Antifa or Antifa, the anti-fascist people. And it turns out they are in bed with the communists. And there was a piece on Geller, the Geller Report, saying that they were shipped over, a lot of them were shipped over to the Near East to learn how to be terrorists like the Muslims and to blow up stuff and cut your head off and all of that.
Now, this is another thing about the shooter in Vegas. He'd made several trips to the Middle East. Nobody knows where he went or what he did or who he talked to.
Yeah.
So all of those things are out there. But again, going back, all of this has been happening slowly over a long period of time.
Yes.
The media, the academic community, all of these different things that are going on, the thing we watch with the football. And the
family.
And if you remember, even here in Jefferson County, during the beginning of the busing that took place, they were told that the children no longer had to stand and pledge allegiance to the flag. This was what, back in the 70s. So all of these things have been slowly growing.
Yeah.
And really, it's sort of under the radar in terms of the average person. We're concerned about the other problems we have and everything else. But at the same time, these other things are happening, and they're far more serious than anybody realizes.
Right.
And this is one thing that John has pointed out, and the book that he has written. And there's several people that have seen copies. I've ordered one. It's not available retail out there, suddenly, but you could go to Barnes & Noble, places like that, and order the book. and it's well worth the effort. I'm looking forward to reading the details of the things, particularly the 13 points that he illustrated involving the shooter. But again, that's just another sample of things. It's a horrendous crime. Should have never happened, and people don't know why. So we're trying to explain it in other ways, but not getting to the roots causes of what's causing all these things to happen. We saw that in California.
Yeah.
And in all of these other places. We saw it down in Florida. All of these things that these, nobody knew he was bad, or nobody knew that couple, that new little baby, and all. These are the things that people, and the media does such
a... The media is bought and paid for by the left-wingers.
Exactly.
And they put just enough real news in there to deceive you.
Exactly.
Now, this whole video that we showed at the beginning of the program is on YouTube at Viable, V-I-A-B-L-E, Assessment, A-S-S-E-S-S-M-E-N-T. And it's on YouTube. It's, a week or so old. And it gives you all of the information about how Obama removed all of the open-minded people in the FBI so he could put his pro-Islam people in there. So it's an amazing, eye-opening event. Let me just say this while we're thinking. We've got these things we'd like to give you. Here is Together Under God, Invincible. I don't know where the camera is, this way or this way. And here's the Jesus bumper sticker. You can put it on the back window and tape it in. So all these things are free. And if you want one, all you have to do is call us and we'll send it right out to you. And the other one is this Jesus video. It's the birth, the life, the crucifixion, the resurrection, and the soon return of Jesus, and it's free too. The number to call to get them is 895-5025. So give us a call, and we'll send this out to you totally free because, we want to get the word out on what's going on and save our country and our family.
Well, if you look at this thing about political correctness and all the other things that have literally actually trying to destroy the freedom of speech. And all these things are going on, and there's another group that was involved in Washington in the Obama administration called the Organization of Islamic Cooperation.
Oh, yeah.
And one of their things was along that line of you stopping that. They said that free and open discussion of the true nature of radical Islam must be prohibited and even criminalized, as all these kind of things have been going on. And this is where Christians need to stand up. And as you've mentioned in the past, the classic example is Onward Christian Soldiers.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we're coming up on a break, and we'll be back in a minute. 895-5025. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A huge explosion and truck bomb killed 20 people today in the capital of Somalia. Police say that the area was shaken, residents calling it the most powerful blast they had heard in many years. Gunshots could be heard at the site and ambulance sirens wailing across the capital city. It all happened 2 days after the head of the U.S. Africa Command was in Mogadishu to meet with Somalia's president. President Trump yesterday accusing Iran of violating the landmark 2015 International Nuclear Accord, blaming the Iranians for a litany of sinister behavior and hitting their main military wing with anti-terror penalties. The IMF and World Bank set to wrap up 3 days of meetings today. Finance ministers from the G20 major economies concluded 2 days of talks yesterday. The wildfires continuing to burn in California. More hot, dry weather said to be on the way. This is SRN News.
970 AM, The Answer.
Have you seen the stunning shades of yellow, blue, red, and blush tones coming off the runways? At Shane Company, we've incorporated them into our new colorful gemstone jewelry made to last a lifetime. Our gemstones aren't produced in a lab. They're natural, and each is selected for their unique characteristics and beauty. We've designed over 400 styles with gemstones in 14-karat white, yellow, and rose gold, as well as sterling silver. Like earrings with yellow citrines encircled by diamonds. A statement ring with an oval-shaped London blue topaz surrounded by a double halo of diamonds. And a pendant with a cushion-cut red garnet framed with diamonds. Dress up or go casual, but never compromise on quality with fine gemstone jewelry. Exclusively from Shane Company. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Are you wanting to complete your college degree but find it hard to balance school with work and other life responsibilities? At Spalding University, our flex format is designed for you, the working adult, wanting to complete your degree. Classes meet once per week in the evening for 6 weeks. Choose from accounting, business, creative writing, communication, health science, and psychology. Online options available as well. Spalding Flex. Enhance your career. Balance your life.
Looking for a new doctor? Dr. Frank Simon is board certified in internal medicine, allergy, and immunology, and a doctor who took his Hippocratic Oath seriously. Dr. Simon is pro-life, pro-family, and believes it's time to return prayer to our schools. So if you're looking for a doctor who shares your values, Dr. Simon is the man you're looking for. He also understands the burdens of medical insurance, and that's why if you mention this ad, you'll pay just $30 for your office visit. Dr. Simon is taking new patients, so call him today at 502-895-5088 or visit him online at simonallergy.com.
Larry Elder.
You think the Sunday chat shows are biased? Let's see. George Clintonopoulos was a top aide to, Bill Clinton, Democrat. Chuck Todd, moderator of Meet the Press, worked for a Democratic senator named Tom Harkin, one of the most left-wing senators up there. Jake Tapper of CNN used to be press secretary for a Democrat who ran for Congress in Pennsylvania, worked for her as a press secretary. His wife was a staffer with Planned Parenthood. It does suggest just a bit of bias, you think?
Weekday evenings at 6 on 970 AM. The Answer.
We're back. This 11-minute DVD segment is, we have that recorded. And if you want a copy of what it says here about how Paddock, Stephen, I guess his name is, Stephen Paddock was indoctrinated into the Islamic faith and, as huge amount of evidence that he was a Muslim terrorist that shot up Las Vegas. And, the FBI is confused because they've been told that Muslims never blow up anything and all that. And the Obama administration has tried to put a pro-Islam spin on everything, and they have got their people in the FBI and in, the Department of Justice and the State Department.
All levels of government have been told
infiltrated.
Their political correctness, and don't you know, you can't attack another religion, all the other things, and all that pressure from the top. I've talked to a former FBI agent who's been retired for some time. He said the similarity between what I experienced all the years I was with the FBI and what's going on now, I can't get a handle on it. So all those things are happening, but it's been a slow process, and we've missed it in a lot of sense. There have been books written. I've been collecting them and reading them, and all these things have been going on for quite some time. You can take the history, the strategy, and the doomsday vision of the caliphate, world order, controlled by the Muslims. And it's a very thing. And the Arab had a thing about they have something that it's in the Quran about you have to make
war
war
against Christians.
The infidels.
Yeah.
and the infidels. It goes back to the Crusades.
Yeah, yeah.
I finished some study of the Templars and others that have fought the Muslims in the Crusades. There were five of them. We talk about, you know, the one or two, but there were actually five, and all that's been going on. But the first time that the Arab Muslims have had an opportunity to attack the West had been after the breakup of the Ottoman Empire.
Yeah.
At the end of World War I, where the British and the French divided the countries mm-hmm. and created all these different little kingdoms that they, because of their need for oil.
Yeah.
All of those things were going on at the same time. Then the Muslims had been frustrated, and they came up with the idea of how to do it in a form of infiltration, of doing it from the inside, and all of these things have been going on is their attempt to get even with what the West had did to them and to their culture, and it's been 100 years.
Yeah.
And they have an old thing about the need for revenge.
Yeah.
It's mandatory. If you've been insulted or harmed, you have to make restitution. And there's one old proverb in the Arab world that says this Muslim sheikh had been insulted. And 20 years later, he gets revenge.
Yeah.
And the word around the camp was, what was the rush?
20 years. Now, you know, Ed, we have this little booklet on the Muslim Brotherhood and their plan to conquer America. Right. And I want to put this on the Facebook and put it on the television. And this is free also. We've got a supply of these. Right. And most people don't know how the Muslims are trying to take over America.
Now, it's not somebody else's words. It's their words exactly.
Their own words, exactly.
How they plan to do this. And this was involved in a house in Virginia.
Right.
That we involved terrorists. And after they were arrested and all that, they did a search warrant, and that's when they found these documents.
Where they themselves said, we're going to take over America.
Exactly.
And through...
And you've got the same thing going on in various parts of Europe.
Oh, my goodness. Things.
And it's an international problem, and it's growing every day, and there's very little attempt to turn it around and to fight this thing.
Yeah.
And it's one that every man, woman, and child needs to be aware of and be informed about.
Now, the number to call to get all of this free information, 895-5025. And leave your, you can call right now, leave your name, address, phone number, and your email address, because we put out emails every week about what's going on in Washington and what to write to your congressman. And all you have to do is click on an action button on the email, bingo, it goes to the right congressman, and it says the right thing, and everything that's going on in Frankfurt. There's problems in Frankfurt right now, and we need to put our 2 cents worth into that. So give us a call, 895-5025, and get your book about Muslim Brotherhood and how they're trying to take over the United States, and they're doing a pretty good job. Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. Let me review this for you. This video that we showed at the beginning of the program of the former FBI agent, and we have that. It's 11 minutes long, and we'll send it to you free if you call us and ask for it. Well, I'll give you the number in a minute. This Jesus DVD is... tremendous, and it's in 24 different languages. So it's not only in English, but you can show it to anyone who's Hispanic or Somali. We've given it to several Somali people. And so the other thing is there's a lot of this business about George Soros. He said, destroying America will be the culmination of my life's work.
Exactly.
George Soros, okay? Here it is for the television audience. The thing is, George Soros and the Muslims are the two aspects of the same thing.
And the whole purpose is, and this is, goes back again to another Arab comment about an enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yes.
And while they're using the Muslim as another level to destroy America, and their ultimate goal is to rebuild the world in some kind of a one world utopia.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is the most, I won't even get into how ridiculous that is in terms of reality.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, the number to call, 895-5025, 895-5025. Now, leave your name, address, phone number, and email address. And, you know, this is what you call joining the Christ movement, the Jesus movement, okay? They hate Christianity because they can't make a socialist government, communist government, as long as the Christians are there. As Brother Ed said, where the song says, "Onward, Christian soldiers." We can work together and we can stop these Muslims and the communists and the George Soroses. They're all together. They're all feed each other. They send money to each other. They all work together. So we've got to work together to overcome all of this. So if you will send us your name, address, phone number, and email address by calling that number, 895-5025, we will get you this DVD, 11-minute DVD. We just showed about 3 minutes of it. And we can send you the Jesus movie. We can send you this material on George Soros. We can send you the booklet on Muslim Brotherhood, where they admit in their own words that what they're trying to do is to take over the American government. And everybody knows it except Obama, and he knows it too, but he's not letting on. So, you know, there's a lot of dangers, and we need everybody. Is that right?
Exactly, because one of the things, let me change the focus a second to illustrate what you've been saying, is, for example, North Korea.
Yeah.
And North Korea has been supported by Islam, by Iran, with funds and everything else, and with the technical knowledge of how to build a bomb. And all of the nuclear information, everything else, have been coming out of Iran. And all of these things are tied together because Iran is trying, they're leading the thing. They've been supporting Hamas, all of the different organizations that are trying to destroy the world.
Right.
And Trump is the first person who has taken a hard look at all of this and doing the right thing
yes.
in terms of putting the illustration of what they're really up to in proper focus.
Spilling the beans on them.
So when you look at what other things that are going on, like everybody's concerned about North Korea and whether they're going to bomb this or they're going to do that, and all the other things and the hacking that's going on.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we have to watch very closely, and this has been written about several different ways, is that the impact on our electrical grid.
Yeah.
They can very quickly destroy that. And in the thing, what happened too, that I've been very concerned about, is that when Russia disintegrated and became.
Yeah.
But there were a number of military units scattered all over the former Soviet Union that had nuclear weapons and other things. And a lot of those have disappeared. And nobody really knew what happened to them. And they've come up with the idea that, and they've realized that it's true, that they're what they call suitcase bombs.
Yeah, yeah.
Suitcase bombs can be brought into a country in any number of ways, even a little fishing boat up the Potomac into the middle of Washington.
Yeah.
And all of those things are going on, and nobody has a real handle on it. So we're looking at international, and we're finding that all of these things that are going on have their roots in Islam and in Iran. And what he's trying to do is get the like a focus back on this thing and get it back under control. Because once they get complete control of nuclear power, then it's a whole new world.
That's right. Now, some people might ask, why are you giving all this stuff out? Because it's important for the public to know what's going on as far as the Muslim movement. Now, you know, Ed, I was in the grocery store last night, and a man who, as far as I know, I don't remember ever seeing him before, he comes up and says, oh, I got my Jesus video, and I got my Islam video, and I said, well, praise the Lord, you know. So that's what we're all about. We want to give you this stuff, and we'll give it to you free because we have got to get out to the public that there is a real danger. The house is on fire, if you will. And with God's help, we can take it over. So we'd like you to call that number right now, 895-5025, and we'll send you the DVD about the man spilling the beans on Paddock, and on here's George Soros, the Jesus movie. Here's the booklet on the Muslim Brotherhood. Brother, this is all red hot stuff.
Exactly, and it's something we have to look at, and particularly with when you look at your children, your grandchildren,
yes,
and others, and
right,
and
right,
getting them, because it's not happening in the school system.
Absolutely,
all
not.
Of these things are happening. You got universities and others that are setting up prayer rooms for Muslims and all the other things, but you cannot speak of Christians. You cannot do anything else. You can't take a pledge of the flag. All of these things are going on, and it's imperative that we as Christians look at this thing for realistically and what it really is and what they're trying to do, and to counter it with action, and regardless of the political correctness and all the rest of it, the truth will set us free.
That's right. That's right. So, again, the number to call right now, 895-5025. And we'll get all of this material out to you. Show it to your friends. Show it in your Sunday school class. Show it to your neighbors, your relatives. You got children that need to see this because the universities are going the other way. Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. We got another minute or two, and we're going to have to leave you. But I just want to say once more that our children are worth fighting for. That's what Ed just said. Our grandchildren are worth fighting for. And it's easy. If we all just do what we can do, we can turn this country around and take it back. So give us a call, and we'll get you the DVDs. You can show to your friends and relatives and neighbors and people at church and at work, and get you the booklet here on Muslim Brotherhood, the Jesus DVD, the bumper stickers on Jesus, and this bumper sticker I think is really good. Together under God, we're invincible. Nothing can stop us. And with God's help, we can take it all back.
And if I can make a suggestion, Dr. Simon.
Yes.
One of the things that I would suggest is that you take, if you're a Sunday school teacher or a Boy Scout leader, any of those that were involved educating young children, to get a copy of this Raising a Jihad Generation.
Wow.
And understanding the Muslim Brotherhood and the movement in America, it gives you a very precise step-by-step that you need to inform children and others to bring them into the fold and understanding what they're facing in their life.
Right, right.
All of that. And it's available at Barnes & Noble and other stores, and you can order it. They'll ship it to you. And it's basically, the price is $15.99.
Yeah.
And it's well worth it in terms of having the information you need, where you're talking facts and information that nobody can challenge because it's the truth.
Well, you know what burns me up more than anything else is you and I are paying for these indoctrination of our children.
Exactly.
In the public schools. You know, they took prayer out, they took the Bible out, they took the Ten Commandments out, they took creation science out, and our children are suffering because they got the truth out. And we need to stop funding this crooked public school system. And we need to stop funding the state school college system.
And at the same time, the charter school is one of the closest solutions that is available right now.
Yes, yes.
It's being fought by the teachers' union and
others. Absolutely.
And all of the bureaucratic structure. It's important, and it's the results of that in the homeschooling that's taking place have been, the results have been phenomenal.
Yes, that's right. So don't forget to call right now, 895-5025. There's an answering machine there now, and just leave your name, address, phone number, and email address, and you immediately become part of the cause of Christ, the biblical conservative movement sweeping the nation. And the people that put Trump in, and with God's help, we can take this all back and get all these bumper stickers and things, and it's all free because it's America's worth fighting for, and our children are worth fighting for, and so are our grandchildren. So we can do it. I want to thank Ed Holloway, for a former state representative, for helping us with this wonderful program, and we just want to get all this material out to you, and we can do it. Last week's program will be on DVD. We can send you that. It'll have this video on it, and with God's help, we can turn this all around. It's worth taking our country back. Give us a call right now, 895-5025. God bless you, and tune in again next week for the rest of the news.